Walking up the wide steps toward the glass office building, Mayon's demeanor betrays none of the seething turmoil inside. Approaching to within 10 feet of the double glass doors, she takes a relaxed stance, reminiscent of a military at ease, feet shoulder width apart, knees slightly bent, and hands clasped gently in front. Staring at the wide-angle lens of the disguised camera above the doorframe, Mayon is content to simply wait, only her hair and jacket moving with the occasional gust of freezing wind. It takes nearly 2 full minutes before a timorous voice finally confronts the eerily silent woman standing in front of the nondescript building.
"Good evening, ma'am. Office hours are between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. if you would like to return then."
"Open the doors, Jamie,"
is the only response.
"I'm sorry, ma'am, but the protocol states that the doors must remain locked, and admittance is restricted to..."
Interrupting the obviously discomfited Jeremy, Mayon simply states,
"I am not following protocol, Jamie. I am here to speak with the director."
Almost a full minute passes before the shaky voice returns.
"The director is out of town and is not scheduled back before..."
A golden mist begins to coalesce around the still figure, and Mayon says in a slightly elevated voice, as if speaking beyond the night watchman,
"Need I remind everyone why you named me Gold?"
Before whatever is forming in the golden mist can fully take shape, there is an audible click, and the doors silently swing open. A strong, authoritative female voice calmly says, "In my office now, Agent Gold."